Tonight's shir, Simen Resh Nun Dalid, Siv Zayin Ches, and Tes, Siv Zayin. B'tanurim shalonu she'ein behem rediyah, in our ovens where there is no scraping the dough off the walls of the oven, mutar lahotzi yosim mishal sudas b'sakin of shum dovah she'yischov boy. It is permitted to take out of the oven on Shabbos more than 3 meals worth of bread with a knife, or some other tool that you'll stick into the bread. But you still shouldn't use the ordinary shovel that you use. It looks like a weekday activity. In our ovens, there is no issue of scraping off the walls. The malacha of scraping off the wall, which is an Isur Rabban on Shabbos, was only relevant to their ovens, where they would stick the bread to the walls of the oven. But in our ovens, where the bread rests on the floor of the oven, there is no concept of rediyah. Therefore, it's mutar lahotzi yosi, so you can take out more than 3 meals worth. Magnavam writes, "Tahainu kishehidbik behater." We're referring to the case when you put it in the oven, and it was mutter to put it there. Debetanurim shalahem haya asur lahoitzi kol hapas. In their ovens, you couldn't remove all the bread. Shein sarach lo tzarach shas. If you didn't eat it for Shabbos, v'chanal b'sif hey le'grulim before and sif hey. Afilu ayde shinui, even employing a shinui. By shein came b'shalanu, as opposed to our ovens, the lo shayach rediyah. There is no isur rediyah. You can take out all the bread. It's much, much more than you would need for 3 meals in Shabbos. But of course, you're going to eat some of it on Shabbos. Al-Kapon and Mixes Mem, at least some of the bread. Because if you're not going to eat any of the bread, you can't take them out of the oven for weekday purposes. Even moving them would be also if it's for the weekday. Like the poskim write that you may not bring wine on Shabbos or Matzah Shabbos. But even then, if it's for after Shabbos, it would seem to be permitted if a non-Jew removed the bread from the oven. It was safe earlier, Rabba Mekel Ide Atzmo, B'tanum Shalanu, B'mokim Peseido, She'eskakel Pasta. Safe earlier, Rabba is lenient. If they need to take out the bread himself with our ovens, if it's a matter of suffering a loss, that the bread will get ruined if you wait till Matzah Shabbos. So even though you don't need the bread till after Shabbos, if it will get ruined by staying there, you can take it out. The Maganavam did not like that. Just take it out and eat from it. In other words, why are you going to save Matzah Shabbos? So take it all out and then use some of it. So there's an Eitzah, and therefore don't just say, well, welcome Hefzer, I can take it out from Matzah Shabbos. Take it out and then use some of it. The Mishnah Berurah began by saying that the Magen Avraham explains this whole halacha is only if the dough was in the oven beheter. The Ber Halacha discusses, and what if it was be'isser? What if it was be'isser? He put it in and it wasn't enough time to crust up before Shabbos. Can you take it out of the oven? So the Magen Avraham says, no, you can't take it out of the oven. The Halacha says, why? If there's no isser rediyah, so then why is it also? If it was b'shoigeg, you could be then if it takes 3 sudas out, it was done b'isser. So why can't I take them all out? There's no isser rediyah. So at the end, the Bir Halacha writes, nearly, even if it was put in the oven b'isser, close to chashecha b'shoigeg, and it's a malkin peseda that the bread might get ruined, it's more to take them all out. Because anyway, the Eliyarab is make of a malkin peseda, no matter what. Even though he's maybe talking about Hidvik Behater, but Lamaisa, even Behidvik Isser, and you want to eat from it 3 sudas, Mishnah Berurah says you can take it out of the oven. He brings the Mishnah Berurah, just quotes the Magen Avraham straight. Hidvik Behater. Ber Halacha points out, Hidvik Isser is not so posh it should be also. And that's what he concludes. If it's B'shoigeg, he would let. Sivkan Memdal, She Yischov Bo, or you could, instead of using the normal tool, you'll poke it with a fork or something and pull it out. You could take a cane or a stick to get it out. The kol zeh derech shin, it's all in an unusual way. It would seem that if a non-Jew is taking it out of the oven, you can use the normal tool. Who are klisha and motzim b'apasha? That's the tool we use to take the bread out on a weekday. Sivches. Lo yimalei adam kedera asisios v'sumusin. A person should not fill a pot with asasios and termusin. Asasios and termusin perish. Mine kitnias hagedeos v'sobavavavavavavav. These are a type of kidneys that grows in Eretz Yisrael, not in Bavel. These are types of beans. Types of beans. So the Gemara says, and the Halach is quoting, you don't fill a pot with these beans, or throw it to Musa in Erev Shabbos, v'yit antoch atan Erev Shabbos, samach ha'chasher, then you stick it in the oven, Erev Shabbos, close to Shkia. Can't do that. Because these things do not need so much cooking, and you have in mind, you'll eat from them right away Friday night. And for that reason, even though it wasn't cooked at all, it should be like other foods that began to cook, but were not fully cooked, and it would be usher to do shahiyah. It would be usher to leave it from Friday to Friday night. The same is true if it was an akira or a kaipach. Kaipach was said is half the size of a akira. This is only the problem when it's not garf or kata. When you didn't remove the coals and you didn't cover it with ash. So it's possible to manipulate the stove. That's our concern. And if you did put it up before Shabbos, even though you did it before Shabbos, Asurim l'matzei Shabbos, HaKadosh Yosef. You can't eat it until Matzei Shabbos, and then you have to wait the time it takes to cook. So here, we're not going to differentiate between Shoyg and Mezit, because we said you don't need to eat these beans. You'll manage us out. But if you have nothing else to eat, then Tak would be Mekel B'Shoyg. Mishnah Berurah Sivkad Memhei, Asasus V'Sumusin. For what did L'Shami Nikidnius? The same is true of any other type of bean, pea, virakos, vegetables, and Dvar Makim, or things that are soft. Shekulam enam domim lebasa. They're all not the same as meat. The kaimel and the ale that we hold before Reishon Gimel, in the beginning of Reishon Gimel, the mutar litno samacha chasecha kshuchai. That meat, you're allowed to put into a pot close to shkia if it's raw. The fisha bevadai lo yisbash lesudas alalik, because certainly you're not cooking it for Friday night meal. Lesudas machar, and as far as the morning meal is concerned, yisbash lefila belochit. It will cook without you stoking the coals. Aval elu kalim lehispashal. These items will cook quickly. V'chashina shem yichad lebegecholim. So we're afraid you may stoke the coals. Letzerech sudas halayla to make it ready for the Friday night meal. Sifkad menvav letoch hatanur. You may not put this pot of beans in the oven. Hainu afilu hugor v'kotav in a tanur. It's also even if you took out the coals that covered with ash. Kamosha kosa b'sivin reishna gimel sif aleph. We learned this back in reishna gimel sif aleph. Miu, however, tanur didan, our ovens, diamond akira, are more comparable to akira. The shari garfa kotim. There we say, if you took out the coals or covered them with ash, it would be permitted. Vimutuach betit, and if the tanur is sealed up with a layer of plaster around the door, shari becholin, that is totally mutter. Fimasha kasva amor besifal b'agol, like the Ramah wrote in this simon sifalif, that the Ramah holds that even if it's not garfa kotim, if you seal the door, you're not opening it to stoke the coals. You're not going to matriach yourself, and therefore there's no gezer. Sifkan mem zayin kishenam gerufim. The Rambam explains the iser is when it's not garuf katam. Akir levat kai. We're referring to the kira, because by the tanur we said even if it's garuf it's also. V'nokat lashon rabim akiras talma. The reason why it's plural kishenam gerufim is because we're talking about all the world's kiras. The kaifer, as far as the kaifer is concerned, hamavor bereishon gimel. We learned the generation of gimel. The kishisiku be'etzim, if you heated it with wood, it's the same as a tanur, and then lo mahani grifa katima, then it won't help, even if you shovel out the coals or cover it with ash. Sivka memches, ad kadesh yasra, so it's also until Matzei Shabbos, the time it would take to make it. Kadesh lo yehena, mimasha avar, al yisad rabbonin, in order you don't benefit from the yisad rabbonin, you were over on Shabbos by leaving it from Friday into Shabbos to cook. That's an yisad rabbonin to do that. So you can't benefit from it. You have to wait the amount of time it takes to cook on Matzei Shabbos. The ayin ale, look back and say, Mishnah Gimel Sifat B'Hago, Dib Nispashim B'Yon Kamachal B'Dursoi, that if it would cook Erev Shabbos halfway done, like B'Dursoi, die, that would be enough and there'd be no Isser Shehiyah. Se'if Tes. Kayoitze Bo, similarly. Lo Yamala Chavish Shomayim, do not fill a barrel of water, Ve'yitin L'Sorcha Tanur of Shabbos in Chashecha, and put it in the oven, Erev Shabbos, right before Shkia. Ve'masakin, if you did, it's also Motzei Shabbos till the time it takes to heat it up. The barrel is not made of wood. This is a barrel. They used to make barrels out of pottery. So you're putting basically this pot of water in the oven right before Shabbos starts. Same problem again. It's also Mishnah Berurah says called them Tes Shomayim. Af Agav Demayim Uyin Lishto Is Chaim. But you can drink water without cooking it. For Royal Leos Dinam Comparison Echom Chaim. So why isn't it the same as the fruits that you can eat raw? The ale b'sifdal, you learn brekken sifdal, that there's no issa. Because it's as if, it's at least kamachem and desoy. Mikomokom enum toiv kokach kaperis. No, water is not as good as fruits. Umahay lem achim habe, when you heat the water, makes a big difference. V'yesh mekzias chit, and therefore water is different, and there will be a decree that you may come to stoke the coals. You cannot put this water in the oven, the batana shalonu, in our ovens, kishugar for katum, if you remove the coals or cover it with ash, or you seal the oven door with plaster, shari, it is mutter, v'chanal, like we said, by the beans. Sevkanu nalf, erev Shabbos im chashecho, erev Shabbos before shkia, elim ken yeshahus, shishchamu, kodim benesh moshes. Now, if you put it in the oven with enough time that it warms up before benesh moshes, even if it won't warm all the way, that's good enough. So it has to get to Meichel Ben Desoy. So the question is, what's Meichel Ben Desoy by water? How do you gauge Meichel Ben Desoy by water? So the notes bring from Igus Meisha that if it's Yatza Ledespo, that's good enough. As long as it's Yatza Ledespo, that's good enough. So the question is, how much is Yatza Ledespo? He brings in Celsius, I think 71 degrees Celsius. Mishnah Berurah continues, V'chein osa litin mayim l'tocha k'deir shebetanurim erev Shabbos im chashecha. Similarly, you can't add water into the k'deirah of the oven. Remember we talked about this type of pot that was attached to the oven, and people use it like a sink to wash the dishes with that water. So you can't put water in that k'deirah erev Shabbos right before shkia. Aval gav de miskavin rak shlo yifka k'deir me'achom shebetanur, even though his goal is, his intent is, to keep the kedera from breaking from the heat of the oven. Ulama yichata, so why would he stoke it? Bikomokom ha'derechu shemidiach b'mekem. But we know people use the water to wash the dishes. V'chashin shem yichata b'hatanur, so we are afraid you'll stoke the coals. Kedei sheyischamu ha'mayim, to make the water good and hot. Ulakach tzarech lizoher, therefore you have to be careful. Litnam sheyischamu b'mikzas modyom, to make sure that water's there, so it's partially warm before Shabbos starts, so there's no Isser Shehiyah on that water either.